Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another informative and interesting program before you It goes by the title of Perished Kings of the Past. As it is obvious from the title that in this program of ours, we'll be discussing about those kings who once had the power, they had a majestic kingdom, but then they perished. Their names also got wiped off from the face of this earth. And even if any of them do have their names with us today, it is for us to take heed from. They became an example for us so that we ensure that we don't tread on their path. We don't follow their ways, and they're nothing more than an example for us. They're nothing more than for us to take a heed from. So in this program of ours, inshallah, we'll be bringing different topics before you, and inshallah, we'll be talking about different kings of the past before you. In this opening episode of our new program, we'll be talking about a very famous king of the past, which perhaps is known to all of us or majority of us. Who is this king? He is known as Fir'aun, the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, we'll go through his introduction, who he was and how he became king. But before that, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, as always, we'll first of all listen to a virtue and excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations upon our master, upon the noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam has stated that the one who recites Durood upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. The one who recites Durood upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty showers 100 mercies upon him, and the one who recites Durood upon me 100 times, then Allah Almighty inscribes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell, and on the day of judgment, he will be kept among martyrs, among shuhada. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we were talking about Fir'aun, as our topic of the day is Fir'aun. Now, before we go into the detail of our topic, before we start talking about Fir'aun, we first of all need to understand what Fir'aun, this title, this name actually meant, what it actually means. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Fir'aun was a title that was given to the kings of Egypt at that time. As Fir'aun in Egyptian language refers to king, as in Arabic we say Sultan for a king, in Persian we say Badisha for a king, in Hindi we call it Raja, in English of course we call it king, but in the Egyptian language it was Fir'aun. So Fir'aun was a title of those who would become king back in those days. There were many Fir'auns, many kings who came into rule, but the most famous one was Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the king, the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, was also given the title of Fir'aun. So one concept we learn, we clarify in our minds, that Fir'aun was the title that was given to the kings of the time in Egypt. Now, this very Fir'aun that we're talking about, the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what was his name? His actual name was Walid ibn Mas'ab. And because he was very good looking, very handsome, that's why there was another title given to him by people, that was Qaboos. Qaboos meaning an illuminated amber or an enlightened amber or flame, you can say. Why? Because he was so good looking, so people gave him this title as if he resembled an enlightened amber, just because he was very good looking. So Walid ibn Mas'ab was his name, and the title that people gave him was Qaboos. And the other title that we know him with, which is Fir'aun, is because at the later stage of his life, he became the king of Egypt, which inshallah later on in our today's episode we'll cover how exactly did he become king. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, some people, they have a very big misconception. They confuse the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with that of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But remember that the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his name was Rayyan ibn Walid. And the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his name was Walid ibn Mas'ab. So we come to know that both of them were different Fir'auns, they were different kings. And another fact that we need to remember is that there was a difference of around 400 years between both these Fir'auns, between the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and that of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we come to know that both these Fir'auns, they were different, they were not the same people. Now let's talk about a little bit of the background of the time and how that area became populated, became inhabited by people, and how kings, they came to rule over there. After Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his children until Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam resided in Kin'an. This was an area where Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his children, they resided in. Now, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of the jealousy of his brothers, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to Egypt apparently as a slave. And later on, Allah Almighty blessed Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with immense dignity and majesty. Now, there was a time when there was a great famine in Kin'an, where Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his other children, meaning other brothers of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, were residing. So a great famine struck over there, and as a result of it, Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and all his children, they came over to Egypt. They left Kin'an and they came over to Egypt. And many, many people, they followed the same suit, and they also shifted from Kin'an to Egypt because of the famine that struck the lands of Kin'an. And it is stated that within few centuries, hundreds and thousands of people, they inhabited the lands of Egypt. And now what happened was that during this period of time, Bani Israel, they gained a very prominent stance within the land of Egypt. Within Egypt, they became very powerful and they became quite dominant and prominent in that land. Now, they had a very strong control over there, and the time went by, and the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name was Rayyan ibn Walid, he passed away. He died. And all his people also died. Now, once he died, and as the time passed by, there was great mismanagement that prevailed across the country. There was no law and order, and great mismanagement prevailed all across. Now, we come to the Fir'aun of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name was Walid ibn Mas'ab. Now, eventually, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this very Fir'aun that we are talking about, Walid ibn Mas'ab, he was a very poor man who used to live in Asfahan, which is a city in Persia. And he used to sell perfume. So, at the same time, as he used to sell perfume, he was a very clever person and he was very cunning as well. Despite him being poor, he used to do this business of selling perfume on a very small scale. Now, because he was a very poor person, what he had done was he had taken a lot of money as a loan from a lot of people. And when those people who had borrowed him money, who had lent him money, they started to chase him for the recovery of their loan which they had lent out to him. Now, because they kept chasing him, because of this, Fir'aun, he fled Isfahan and he came to Syria. Now, when he came to Syria, he started to look for a job, but unfortunately, he couldn't find a job over here either. Hence, he left Syria as well, and he left for Egypt. Now, when he arrived in Egypt, he saw that watermelons, they were sold very cheap in the villages and sold very expensive in the cities. So he thought to himself, this is quite profitable business. Why not start this business? So with this intention, what he did was that he bought a lot of watermelons and he left for the city with a thought that he'll get to the city and he'll sell these watermelons and he'll earn a lot of profit. So as he was on his way to the city, he came across a lot of tax collectors. There were a lot of tax collectors on the way. So these tax collectors, they collected tax from him at various points as he was going to the city. And this collection of tax would be in form of watermelons. So they would collect watermelons from him as tax, to the extent that by the time he reached the city, he was left with only one watermelon. All the other watermelons had been collected as tax by the tax officers. By now, he had realized that there's no law and order over here, and anyone can do whatever they wish to do. So once he realized that the one who has power, he can do anything, now he came up with another idea. As we spoke earlier, that Fir'aun, although he was a very poor person, but he was very cunning, he was very clever. So now, what idea he came up with was that he sat in a graveyard. He sat in a graveyard. Why? Because an illness broke in Egypt and many people started to die because of that illness. So when he came to know about this, what he did was that he sat in the graveyard and whoever would come to bury their deceased in the graveyard, Fir'aun, he would say to them that I am the royal officer and there has been tax imposed upon every burial as well. So if you want to bury your deceased over here, you have to pay 5 dirhams to me. Only then you can bury your deceased. Now people, they believed him and they started to pay him 5 dirhams upon every deceased of theirs. This way, he collected a lot of wealth within very few days. Now dear viewers of Madani channel, what happened one day was that a very influential person, he passed away. He was a very rich person and when his family members came to bury him, Fir'aun, he also demanded money from them. He also demanded tax from them. Now, those people, they were quite influential and they had quite high approach in the government. So what they did was that they got him arrested and presented him in the court of the king. And they also mentioned the entire account to the king as well. Now, the king asked him that, who appointed you over there? Upon this, Fir'aun, he replied that, my lord, this was an excuse and a means for me to reach you. I wanted to reach you, so I adopted this manner to reach you. Let me inform you that there is great mismanagement in your country. Within 3 months, I have gathered this much wealth unjustly within your country. You can imagine what other people in power would be doing. Now, Fir'aun, after saying this, he placed all the wealth that he unjustly had earned from people in front of the king. And he further said to the king that if you hand over the administrative matters of your country to me, then I will reform the entire system of your country. So this is the proposal that Fir'aun gives to this king. Now the king, he was already impressed with Fir'aun because of his approach, that how he had earned money. And the king, he thought that he is an honest person because he used all these ways to reach me, and now he is talking to me for my own good, so he could reform the system of my country. So the king, he liked his suggestion, and he gave him a small post within the government. Now, what Fir'aun did was that he kept people happy as well as the king. Using his post upon which he was designated, he looked after people within his own capacity as well as the king. So everyone was quite happy with him, and all the affairs that were directly linked to him that he was responsible of, they apparently became better. So people and the king, they all were becoming happy of him. Now gradually he kept progressing within the hierarchy of the government, and the king, he made him the officer of the entire army of his government. So from a very small post, he made his way up to a very prominent position, and Fir'aun Walid ibn Mas'ab, Fir'aun of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, came on a very big post within the government. Now, he had already won the hearts of people. People were already quite happy of him. Now, as soon as the king passed away, people unanimously agreed for him to become their king. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is how Fir'aun came to throne and he became the king of the time. Now, Fir'aun became successful in his evil intentions. You can imagine where he started his journey from, how poor he was, and he ran away from people from whom he had borrowed money. Those people were after him. Then from Isfahan, he went to Syria. From there, he came to Egypt. Over there, he started watermelon business, but then he went to the graveyard. He started taking money from people over there, and then how he used those influential people, and how he deceived the king as well, and ultimately he won the trust of the king and the people, and ultimately came to the throne. He became the king. And now that he became successful in his evil intention, what he did was that straight after becoming the king, he announced to people, he commanded them, ordered them to prostrate to him, to do sajda to him. Now, who was the first one who prostrated to Fir'aun? It was none other than his minister, Haman. Haman was the first person, the viewers of Madani Channel, who prostrated Fir'aun. Then Fir'aun would make the people of Egypt prostrate him, do sajda to him through their chiefs and leaders. And for those who resided in far away places, far away areas, for them, what Fir'aun had done was that he made idols of his own self, and he had sent those idols to those faraway places, and he had commanded that those people living in those faraway places, they shall be, ma'azallah, prostrating to those idols which they had sent in place of his. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, all the inhabitants of Egypt, they started to worship Fir'aun. However, Bani Israel, they refused to do so. At this point, there were two groups of people. One were known as Bani Israel, and one were known as Qibtis. Qibtis were the ones whom we can also refer to as the people of Fir'aun. And Bani Israel were the ones who were on the right path, who believed in the Lord Almighty and followed the Sharia that Allah Almighty had revealed at that time. So Bani Israel, they remained on the right path and they refused to worship Fir'aun. Now, What Fir'aun did was that he called upon their leaders and chiefs and threatened them immensely. But they said that we will not worship you. Do whatever you want. We will only worship Allah Almighty. Now, this response of theirs really enraged Fir'aun. It infuriated Fir'aun. He became very, very angry. And what he did was that he put olive oil in cauldrons, in huge metal pots, and he boiled sulfur in it. And after this, what he did was he started putting Bani Israel in those huge metal pots, in that boiling oil in which sulfur was burning. Bani Israel, they bore all these oppressions, they went through all these oppressions, but they did not deviate from the right path and they did not prostrate him. They remained firm on the right path in believing in Allah Almighty. Now, when a lot of people of Bani Israel were burnt in that oil, then Haman, he gave Fir'aun a suggestion that give them some time and keep them disgraced and humiliated in this world. So when the suggestion was given to Fir'aun by Haman, that's when he stopped putting Bani Israel into that boiling oil and he stopped inflicting these severe oppressions upon Bani Israel. And on the other hand, they, meaning the Qibtis, people of Fir'aun and Fir'aun himself as well, they kept Bani Israel as disgraced people and humiliated people before them. In the midst of all this, Fir'aun, he saw a dream. And what dream did he see? He saw that a fire has emerged from Bayt al-Muqaddas and it burnt all the Qibtis. Qibtis meaning the people of Fir'aun, but has not harmed Bani Israel at all. Then he saw that a great gigantic snake has emerged from one of the towns of Bani Israel that has made him go under his throne. Upon seeing this dream, he became very worried and he asked the interpretation of this dream from the interpreters that he had in his court. And they told him that this dream means that a boy will be born in Bani Israel who will shred your throne into pieces. So this is the interpretation of the dream that Fir'aun was told. Upon this, Fir'aun straight away ordered the chief officer of the security services to appoint 1,000 armed soldiers and 1,000 midwives in the towns of Bani Israel. And he also further commanded that wherever a boy is born, kill him. And it is stated that within few years, 12,000 children of Bani Israel, they were killed. And according to one narration, this number that of the children that were killed was 70,000. And in addition to this, there were 90,000 miscarriages that took place. So these were the brutalities and tyrannies of Fir'aun that started after he saw this dream. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what can be said about the majesty of Allah Almighty, that even the elderly people of Bani Israel, they started to die early. And now the problem and the worry that these Qibti people, the Qibtis, they started to face was that they thought that if this keeps going on, then who will serve us? Because what had happened was that, as mentioned earlier, they kept the people of Bani Israel as humiliated and disgraced people, and they made them into their slaves. So Qibtis used to keep the people of Bani Israel as their slaves, and they used to serve them day in and day out. Now, when the newborn babies, they were being killed, when elderly people were also dying early, now Qibtis, they were quite worried, thinking that if this keeps happening, then who will serve us? We will run out of our servants. So they went to Fir'aun and they said that there's a great genocide taking place on Bani Israel and their children are being killed. If it stays like this, then this nation will become extinct and where will we find slaves for ourselves? So once this nation becomes extinct, we won't have any slaves for ourselves. So this was the worry that they were facing. Hence, they brought this worry to Fir'aun. And upon this, Fir'aun said, okay, now what he came up with was that 1 year we will kill children and the next year we will not kill children. And look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Hazrat Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, who was the brother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he was born in the year when they were meant to leave the kids and not kill them. And Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was born in the year when they were meant to kill the children. This was a great turning point that took place in the history. This was the great sign of majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that took place. So Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was born in the year when they were meant to kill children. Now, what happens next and what events took place when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was born? Insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will cover this in our next episode. For today, this was it. And I hope that today's episode would have increased our knowledge immensely. Please keep watching Madani channel and don't forget to join us again next week in our new episode in which we will cover the events that took place when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was born. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.